702 car feature.
Motoring. It's 25 minutes to 3 o'clock, and Jacob is with us. Hello, Jacobus.
Good afternoon, madam. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So we've got car valuations and advice this afternoon that Jacob will be dispensing. So do you want to know roughly what the market says the value of your car is? Of course, there are lots of other variables. It doesn't mean that's the price you're going to get. Depends on how you've driven and looked after your car for all these years and what the demand and the market and the dealerships have to say, but it's good to come in with a sense of where your car and that model is benchmarked. So it's 011-883-0702-31702 for your SMSs. Give us a call if you want to have an evaluation. So what's been happening in the car space lately?
I saw you
driving a goldish. What was it? It was Goldie orange.
Oh, that's my test car this week. The X2 BMW. That's when I was pulling out yesterday.
Yeah.
You were driving in.
Yes.
Here. Yes. So that's what I'm currently driving. But I think the big one was these past few days at Kyalami was a festival of motoring.
Yes.
They had like over 65,000 people there throughout the weekend.
But 65,000?
Yes, throughout the weekend. Remember, it started Friday. So
yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But what a great like family-orientated type of show. Any motoring enthusiast who had a chance to go there, trust me.
Yes.
They had fun because you sign a little indemnity form and then an hour later, you're in the passenger seat of an Audi RS3 or you're in a passenger seat of an Audi R8, a BMW M3, whatever
yes.
the car is. So yeah, that's where motor shows are actually going these days, where people are going to a track and they're getting more interactive. Like, let's touch and feel this car. Let's see what 200 kilometers an hour feels like on a racetrack, you know?
Yes.
They also had a really nice 4x4 course where if you're looking to look at it, to buy an SUV or a 4x4, you get to drive a 4x4 on this mini track that they built at Kyalami. So, yeah, I think these shows are becoming more and more international, if you have to say, because I think the Festival of Motoring is starting to look like something that they call the Goodwood Festival of Motoring. It happens in July in the UK. And yeah, it's just one of those shows. And now I've just learned that organizers at Goodwood are taking ideas from our show. So I think we have international standards these days.
Which show?
Yeah.
Which show?
The Festival of Motoring.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They're even taking cars from here to Goodwood next year.
Ah,
yeah.
Fantastic. All right. So I'll go first because we've got, we're lining up your calls as we speak. Jacob, I'm interested in buying a 230C Mercedes-Benz, the vintage, as my next car.
Okay. You want a 230C Mercedes-Benz?
Yes. There are four cars that I want in my life. A GTI, but I was told not to because it will look like it's my boyfriend's car, as in it's not her car, it's her boyfriend's car.
Or her blesser.
Something like that. Like people kept putting me off, but yeah. I love GTIs. The 330i, the hard top drop top.
Oh, I hear you. I hear
love
you.
That car still. The 4 Series at BMW as a drop top doesn't suffice, doesn't do it. Mm. And then, of course, the 230. It's kind of a compromise because the Pagoda is way, money-wise.
1.2 bar
yeah,
for the cheapest
one. Yeah, it's out there. So where to start if I want the 230?
I need to link you up with this Mercedes-Benz guy I know.
Mm-hmm.
He's like he loves Mercs. So the one that you're looking for is at the Titanic.
Yes.
That big one.
Yes.
It's a beautiful car. Well, the old cars, as I know, you just got to keep an eye out. You never know. The next morning.
So just keep your money ready and keep an eye out.
And keep notes ready in your car. Do you know it's a real thing where you walk around with a business card or notes that say, if you're interested in selling this car, please give me a shout and leave your number.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not, a lot of people find cars like that.
Okay.
I bought a car like that a few years ago. Across the road here at Prime Media.
Yes.
There was a BMW on old E30 that I bought like that. I left a note. 3 months later, a random lady called me. So, yeah, I think with cars like that, you will see the nice ones and you'll at least be able to leave a note. And trust me, they will call you back. If you're patient enough, they'll call you back. But I'll talk to my Mercedes-Benz specialist to look out for something for you.
Thank you. Thank you. And maybe someone is listening right now. I need to take one off their hands.
Offload it.
Yes, exactly. All right. Let's go to your call. Sharad, you're calling from Pretoria CBD. You have a BMW. Hi. We get to you and then it's over. Let's go to Mohammed in Heidelberg. Hello, Mohammed.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And how are you?
Good, can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just wanted to find out about my valuation of my vehicle. I just gave it to you, that reception guys. The Hoya Hyundai 2006 automatic Sonata.
Sonata.
Yes, the Sonata. You said 2006.
2006.
All right. And what is it? A 2.2? What is
2
it?
2 liter 2. Or what?
2.4.
And what's your mileage, yes. Mohammed?
Auto.
Oh,
mileage is sitting at 282. So that's 282,000.
282. Wow.
Is yours the automatic or the manual?
It's an automatic.
Automatic.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So on my trade book, I got it as 44,000, trade 44,900
mm-hmm.
and retail 59,400. But like we said when we started the show, Mohammed, as you can imagine, that mileage is considered quite high. And if you're looking at selling it, at a dealer or anything, they won't give you anything close to the amounts I just mentioned. Because that mileage is very high.
Mm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mohammed. So your pushback, if your mileage is low, then you definitely can.
You can get close to this.
You can get close to it.
Overall condition as well. I mean, there's parking, parking dents, you know, the trolley dents that happen on your car.
Yes.
Wear and tear, like, you know. Things happen on a car. When you drive it on long distance, you get the stone chips on your bumper and your bonnet. It's those kind of things. People look out for those things.
Okay.
And that's what usually dealers or anyone who's actually buying the car, even privately, they use those kind of things to sort of lower your price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next, let's go to Silo in Pretoria North. Hi, Silo.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I just like the evaluation of my Opel Astra.
Uh-huh. Okay. Ooh, I haven't heard about an Opel Astra in a long time. Which year?
2007.
You know, one of my best friends had an Opel Astra. And in our partying days, years earlier than that, that was the car we used to, that used to take us home and deliver us to our parents' homes where we'd get grounded and shouted at for arriving at 2, 3 a.m. So I've got great memories of an Opel Astra. How much is your mileage?
406.
Wow.
And
yours is a 1.6?
Yes, 1.6 essential.
Yo.
Okay, let's see what we got here. 1.6. Oh, essential. Okay, I got one elegance now. Let me just move over here.
Yeah. 2007.
Yes. Okay, so this is what I have for you here. I've got 51,500. That's the trade.
That's shocked as well.
And retail is 67,500.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Why?
No. But you have to understand. You're not going to be able to sell this car. I honestly think there's no one who's going to give you the book of this car, the book value of this car. No one.
Yes.
No one. The mileage is high. Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's not bad. It's 400. I mean, it's looking good.
I understand. You would probably say it's looking good because it is your car. And if you are looking at letting it go, you have to be realistic with your price. I mean, I for one, if I was looking at buying a car like this, I probably wouldn't even give you anything more than 35 grand.
Really?
At worst, I would get 40.
At worst?
Well, listen. Your thinking is you're at the same, you're thinking right. If you're saying at worst 40, then it would make sense. If you're looking at advertising, advertise it privately, market for 40 or 45. But if somebody comes to you with 30 grand, don't say no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good advice. I'll look at that. Thank
it's
you,
because
guys.
Of that mileage. Yeah. Wow, Silo. Okay. Yeah, thank you so
much. Teaching people to home at 3 o'clock as well.
Yeah. All that mileage. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Silo. Trips to Lesotho. Anyway, you know, cars and the memories that come with them. You could write books, in fact.
Yes.
Peter, you're calling us from Robertson. Hello.
Good day, Azane.
Yes, welcome, Peter.
Good day, Jacob. How are you?
Hi, I'm all right. Yourself, brother?
Thank you. I'm selling Hyundai i30 2010 model.
Mm.
And the mileage is 149.
8 years, you have 149.
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's not. They say 20,000 kilometers a year. All right, so over 8 years. Yeah, that's not too bad.
Your maths is quite good too. tell me something, Peter. Is it a 1.6 or a 1.8?
It's 1.6.
1.6 manual. Is it a premium? Has it got electric windows back and front?
manual, electric windows.
Okay. All right. 2010 model. Yeah. I've got trade on this car is 82,500.
Okay.
And retail is 98,600.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Sounds
what?
Is it decent enough?
No, it's decent. I think it's okay. But somebody was telling me I must. It's 60,000, 40,000.
Oh, okay. Well, it does depend on the condition, but try your luck out there, Peter.
But the condition is still good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
People, they admire it. Okay, thank you very much, Zanya.
Oh,
you're welcome,
you.
Brother.
A car owner's pride. You know when people admire your car.
The car is clean. You know how many disappointments you get when you talk to somebody on WhatsApp or you talk to them after seeing a car on Facebook, then you go and see it and it's just disappointment.
Yes. The edges of the seats are worn.
Nothing worse.
The gear stick, the little ball is worn.
Oh, it's shiny because it's, it's not matte anymore because, that gear knob has been used for so long. These things happen. And sometimes it's very hard to tell a buyer that your car's not worth that much, you know? A lot of people always have these high expectations. They need to be realistic. Especially if you're selling privately or you're selling on the likes of Gumtree and everything.
Yes.
Be honest. There's nothing wrong with being honest. Just say, listen, the car needs some TLC. The gearbox gave me issues the other day, but it seems to have been sorted. You know, be honest. I think the best way to do car sales is just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And you might find the good deals by being honest.
I guess. Counterintuitive. Don't lie about it.
Yeah.
Daphne in Randburg. Hello, Daphne.
Oh, hi there. Hi.
Yes.
I have a VW Polo Vivo 1.4,
mm-hmm.
And then Trendline Titan, I'm not sure what that is.
Yes.
It's a 2012 model. It's automatic. It's done 48,568
Ks. Wow.
It doesn't have electric windows,
okay.
So it's wind down windows.
Yes.
And it belonged to my husband, and he looked after it very well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in really very, very good condition.
With that mileage after 5 years,
yes,
Daphne.
Yes, isn't a lot, is it?
Yes, who cares about electric windows? You should get your asking price. That mileage after 5 years?
Yeah.
You know, young person starting out should like jump on this one.
Yeah, this is definitely the kind of car that any startup kind of person who's looking to even finance, because 2012 is still legit to finance.
Yes.
So they can definitely go for a car like this, or even a private sale. Somebody's looking for a quick run around. This would be the ideal car.
Mm-hmm.
The trade on a 1.4 Trendline, Daphne, is 76,500,
mm-hmm.
And the retail is 89,400.
Okay, fine. I don't quite understand that because the insurance. Which says reasonable retail value, it says 114,000.
Hmm. So 114. Maybe your car.
There's a huge difference.
Yeah, so it is.
I don't understand.
Well, from the 92 to about 114.
When was the last time you updated the insurance on the car?
Last month, actually.
Oh, that's odd. Because
it's insured for another year.
When this car was new, the retail price was around 121,000 rand, brand new, back in 2012.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
okay.
This is that's the current price in terms of the trade and the retail.
Okay.
Very odd.
Hmm. So that's what the insurance would pay you out for, 114,000.
Yeah. I'd actually like to know how this actually works with insurance. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do some research.
But
as
what
well
is Trendline? Now I'm curious. Daphne said she didn't know. I don't know either.
So usually with the VWs, you'd get Trendline, Comfortline. Usually Comfortline is more of a higher level. It would have leather seats. It would have electric windows.
Okay.
Et cetera. Yeah. So Trendline is usually the entry level one. It doesn't have all those creature comforts.
Okay.
It's windy windows. Sometimes Trendlines even mean it's electric windows in front, but the back is just windy.
Hey. See, everybody electric windows.
It's specs. It's how you spec a car. Sometimes you're only buying the car for whatever reason. You don't want those comforts. You don't want it. Like, for instance, usually people buy these kind of cars, like Daphne's cars, as like, you know, fleet cars. So there's usually a driver for your company who uses this car. He doesn't really worry about those kind of things. As a manager or a fleet manager, when you're buying the cars, you don't worry about that. You're like, this is my driver. I just need him to go do these things. It's a proper runaround car. It's fuel efficient, etc. So some people don't worry about that when they're speccing the cars, when they're buying them at dealerships.
Got you.
Yeah.
But I think that's an opportunity for us to look into car insurance.
Yeah.
How's about that, Cubsy?
Cubsy, you got that. Eh? We're going to work on that for next time.
Let's work on that. In the meantime, let's go to Janet in Roosevelt Park. Hello, Janet.
Yes, another Opel Astra for you, but an older one.
Uh-huh. Older one, okay.
1995 model.
That's the one we were partying in.
Okay. 1.8i and 125,000 Ks on the clock.
How did you manage that? 125,000 on the clock after all these years?
Genuine, and that's for real. That's not shenanigans.
How many years ago is that? What, 94, 2018? That's incredible. I mean, 95. Yo, that is amazing. How, I think she should get her price more than asking.
Okay, it doesn't look good. Opel Astra 1.8, does it have aircon?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But that's the one thing that has not been good. I had it refilled and it never worked properly. So I don't bother with the aircon anymore.
Mm.
So the trade on the car is 19,500 rand. And 19,000, yes. And the retail is 24,100 rand.
Okay.
Why is it so low? Is it because it's a 95 car?
It's an old car. Sure. It's an old car. It's just, yeah. Maybe she might have missed the boat on when to sell it. Is there a reason why you want to sell it, or you just want to?
No, I was just very curious. It actually goes on the smell of an oil rag. It's a delightful car.
Mm-hmm.
I love it to bits, and it's in good condition, and it gets maintained and serviced and all the rest of it. So, yeah, I'm not thinking of selling. But I was very curious after hearing the other Astra come on.
Oh, right. I see.
Right. Okay. Janet, I'm glad we could satisfy your curiosity this afternoon.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, I think she's going to get a post-it on there if you're interested in selling this car.
Yes, somebody will likely do that. Sometimes book value doesn't actually tell
you. Hi, Jacob, it sounds like we could get to a point where people are selling cars for 5,000 rand.
Look at this, Azza. If you look at, for instance, let's talk same year, like...
95?
Yeah, the BMW M3 that came out back then.
Yeah.
It's now become a future classic. Book on that car is under 50,000 rand, the book value. But I know people who would pay up to 150,000 rand for a car like that if it's in good nick.
Okay.
Sometimes it's not the trade books that I have that determine the price. It's the market. Like
I did say at the beginning.
Yes. Some cars are more popular than others. So maybe this one wasn't very popular in its heyday, and it just didn't come into a place where it falls into like the classic or you must have that car. It's just one of those things. It's the trends.
Okay.
Yeah?
Let's go to Katlego now in Rustenburg. Hello, Katlego.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm currently driving a Mercedes-Benz ML350 CDI 2011 model.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
With 122,000 kilometers on the clock.
Okay. So it's out of motor plan ML. That's a big family car.
Yeah, cool. Currently, I bought it aftermarket. What do you call this? A warranty.
Yes. Okay, so Jacob, how much can you get for it?
Cool. You said 2011, and it's a 350 CDI, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The trade on the car is 247,200 rand.
Okay.
And retail on the car is 300 on the nose, 300,000.
300,000.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Katlego, thank you for that. Calling from Rustenburg. Whew. And next we, what?
These cars were expensive when they came out. This
they
was like
were.
720,000 rand brand new.
And now retail, you just said 300,000.
And now retail, 300,000. Mm. Not bad in terms of depreciation.
Yeah. So here in Oakdene, hello.
Hi, how's it, guys?
Good, and you?
Good. All good. Audi A3 sedan, 2-liter TDI, SE to the 2014. Yeah, 2014.
Okay. And what's the mileage on this four-year-old Audi?
95,000. So it's still in motor plan till next year, February.
So the mileage and the years are kind of keeping pace with this
so
motor plan.
I'm looking to upgrade to like an SUV or something.
Okay.
So
even in a recession, Sahir.
Oh, maybe he has valid reasons.
I know.
I need something to suit our roads.
Okay, I'm just... So yours is the 2-liter. Is it like a FSI, S-tronic?
It's an S-tronic.
S-tronic diesel. Sorry, I'm just...
Not many online. I searched online.
Oh.
That's also not seeming quite easy on my side. Okay, here we go. Okay, yeah. I found something.
Mm-hmm.
2014.
Yes.
Okay. The 2-liter is the trade on the car 256,900. And retail 292,600.
Okay, that's interesting because when I took it to a dealership, they wanted to offer me 220. It's trade, yeah, it's trade. So it's good to know what's out there. Yeah.
So are you still owing at the bank with this car?
No, the car is paid off.
Okay, all right.
Nice.
I think it's good ammo to trade into a compact SUV or something.
Very nice, right, Sahir. You're sitting nice.
Yeah. Very light on diesel, though. Very light.
Oh. I can imagine, yeah.
Okay.
Don't want to sell it, but just had a baby, so I need to get a bigger vehicle.
Ah, I see.
Right, as the family grows.
Expanding.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So, Sahir, thank you so much out in Oakdene. Reino, we're going to take your call off air. So, Jacob, you're going to have to... Scoot and
to
call.
That side, chat to Reino. Okay.
Offline.
Thank you. If there's any more evaluations, jacobm@ewn.co.za.
Yes, of course.
Thank
that
you.
Is our Jacob Mushokwa, jacobm@ewn.co.za.
Yes.
Okay, there we got it. So that was just advice and car valuations with Jacob. He's back, every 2 or 3 weeks or so. And we just intersperse him with Nicole Lowe, the technical editor of Car Magazine, on Tuesdays just after 2:30. This is your opportunity to talk cars.